This week in Geneva, the World Trade Organization is hearing from Canada, Mexico, and the United States on authorization of retaliatory tariffs stemming from the country of origin labeling dispute. The WTO has ruled several times that the U.S. mandatory cool rule is non-compliant with international trade obligations, and now an arbitration panel will set authorized levels of retaliation. Canada and Mexico are seeking combined retaliation of just over $3 billion, and the U.S. is countering with suggested penalties closer to $90 million. Wednesday in Washington, National Farmers Union Senior Vice President of Programs Chandler Gould urged support of a bill introduced by Senators John Hoeven and Debbie Stabenow that would create a voluntary COOL program.
Let's say that the arbitration number comes back from the WTO and is extremely low, which I don't think is going to be the case. If that comes back, most likely we're not going to do anything and we'll maintain mandatory country of origin labeling as it currently is. And this is me reading tea leaves. I'm thinking that WTO is going to come back somewhere between $300 and $500 million of damage. Then what the problem is going to be is we have got to garner enough support for the Hoeven-Stabenow bill to get that passed to the Senate to demonstrate to Canada and Mexico that full repeal is not an option and force the House of Representatives to accept that alternative language so that we, NFU and the Senate, can define what that A label is going to look like.
Gould said if the WTO sides with Canada, COOL faces likely repeal in what he called a knee-jerk reaction. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is opposed to COOL, and in July, shortly before the introduction of Hoeven and Stabenow's bill, NCBA Vice President of Government Affairs Colin Woodall said Canada and Mexico have made it clear they won't accept anything short of full repeal.
There are still groups that continue to think that there is a way to negotiate a fix to country of origin labeling. We have looked at this from every different angle. There is only one way to prevent retaliation, and that is full repeal of COOL. There have been some talks about putting a voluntary system in place, but doing so through legislation, the Canadians and the Mexicans have said that that does not work. So ultimately, we have to ask, what will the Canadians and the Mexicans and WTO accept? And they've made it very clear, they will only accept full repeal of COOL, period.
In June, Canadian Agriculture Minister Jerry Ritt said he isn't opposed to a discussion of a voluntary program so long as it comes after full repeal.
And I'll tell you, we're taking a hard line. They can massage, they can talk voluntary, they can do whatever they like after they repeal the COOL initiative.
The WTO is expected to rule on the authorized level of retaliation by late November. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.